Gravers sucked noisily at the air and winced at the lancing pain it caused in his chest. He peeled open his eyes. He was outside, slumped against a wall. The meteor storm had abated, and the sun was perforating the clouds. His mouth was full of gritty blood, and he was gripping something tightly in his fist. He glanced down. It was Tyrus's Corvea. He allowed his hand to drop to his lap. He would take them back to Kievar, bury them in the soil from whence they came. Corbis was standing over him. When he saw Gravis was awake, his pale face cracked into a wide grin. Gravis spat blood.
Corbis, you should have left me.
Corbis didn't answer. Gravis stared over at the enormous cavity that had opened in the ground behind them. The power station had been completely subsumed. What remained of it after the explosion had slid noisily into the hungry earth, tumbling down into the depths of the fractured landmass. Its destruction had opened a canyon across the face of Idos like a long, puckered scar, a fault line stemming from the site of the explosion and stretching for kilometers in both directions. Much of the city had been swallowed in the ensuing devastation. And the biomorph, too, along with most of the Tyranid brood. Corbis dropped to his haunches beside the wounded sergeant.
What now, sergeant?
Gravis put his hand on Corbis's shoulder.
Now, brother. Now you may call yourself Astartes.